Can anybody out there hear me? Hear me?
On this team, we fight that itch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that itch.
Coming in at 320 kilobytes per second, it's time for Maddie C's Sports. Voice.
What the fuck is up? They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with.
All right, everybody, Maddie C Sports for you and me, or should I say bonjour, bienvenue to Michael Dufort. How are you today?
Hey, thank you for the welcome in French. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. See, I'm catching up on my French because of you.
Yeah, that's great. Now that the 55 champ is from Quebec, you need to be better in French.
So, bad. How are you doing since your return back to Quebec?
Oh, and I saw it is bringing so many smile. It's fun to have it. And I'm back to training now for my friend Elvio Bemercier is fighting the for the PFL $1 million fight. So, back at training. Win that money.
That's excellent, man. And since you returned from Cage Titans, man, you've had a hero's welcome in Quebec. You dropped the puck at Petrolier's game the other day.
Yeah.
That was how'd fun. That feel walking onto the ice and being able to drop the puck in front of pretty much your fans in Lavelle?
It's different because I used to, but like, When you fight, it's like all dark. The atmosphere is so much different. But now I was going to do the drop puck and was all like everywhere, and I was like, oh shit! Like stressed to drop the puck to not miss the middle of the ice. It was super nice to live it in my life. Yeah.
Was there any fights that night?
Oh shit! I think there were like three big fights.
Well,
good fight night.
I mean, they knew you were in the building, so they had to prove something for you.
Yeah, I guess, man. Because even if I talked to one of the enforcer, and he was saying that he did jiu-jitsu and he wanted to go back at it, and it was fun, but he. Was a hell of a night, yeah.
It looks like it, man. And I'm so happy that, like, pretty much the whole community came to you and, you know, gave you a real welcome back. Like, that was so cool seeing all those people come to you and you went to places to go see them. So you guys are really friendly up there.
Yeah. Like I said, this belt is bringing so many smiles. People are happy around it. So it makes me happy to have it even more.
And with that, I mean, you had a great fight with JoJo, and a lot of respect to JoJo. I sponsor JoJo. And at the end of all of it, I know there was a lot of talk back and forth, and me and you joked around back and forth. You know, how did you guys feel once the fight ended? Like how did you guys like kind of end it between each other?
It's always respect after a fight. Like whatever can be said before the fight. Like when you fight a guy, you own his respect, he own yours, and like you gotta respect the game. And I respect Joe. Like he showed up, he came to that fight. It wasn't a good night for him, but he's going to get back. Like he wants it so much, so he's going to get back stronger. And sometimes that's what you need in your career, like a loss like this, and you came back and you're the best version of yourself. That happens to me. So yeah.
And again, I have a lot of respect for both of you, and you gained a ton of respect for me because of how friendly you were. And, you know, we joked around and, you know, I unfortunately had to wear the other size jersey.
Yeah.
But I do say my friends in the Curfew Boys loved it, man. They were loving it.
Yeah, that's great.
And they're big fans of you now.
Yeah, I know. I'm fan of them too, but. Yeah. I know. It was funny because you went back and forth. You went back and forth with them on social media before the fight. It was very cool to watch.
You know, I always had this perception because of when I was younger, like in my early 20s, like I told you, I asked you if you were bringing the bus. And what the Montreal Canadiens fans would do before a Bruins game, if they came to Boston, they would bring a bus full of kids ready to fight. So that's why I was saying that. And like, I was like, oh, most Montreal fans are not that nice. And then there's you, there's the Curfew Boys, and you guys are all respect. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. The minority of bad people and everything, like it's the same minority of people that like are burning the street when you win a Stanley Cup, thing like that. But it's not like, doesn't represent the whole majority of people that are, like you say, super nice.
Right, exactly. I wouldn't want to be a Toronto fan in Montreal, though.
I don't know. No, I don't think so. Toronto and Bruins are pretty much equal.
So for your last, I would say, four fights, you know, you've ended three in chokes. Now, have you practiced that more than your striking, or is it about equal level?
No, mostly I'm it's funny because I'm practicing a lot of my boxing, and it helps me so much in my wrestling and makes everything easier because I'm more balanced on every attempt of striking that I do and makes the takedown easy. As you can see in the fight, like, I was in good balance when I was advancing to Joe and able to go down on the leg and take him down and do my thing. But no, I know I'm pretty good at jiu-jitsu. So I'm working the other aspect of the sport to get a more well-rounded fighter. But the jiu-jitsu is like, it's pretty much in my DNA. Like I can do it while I'm sleeping. It's so easy for me, jiu-jitsu.
And I mean, compared to when I watched the Luis Pena fight, you know, the chokes were about the same, a little different, but I mean, just the way you set yourself, it's like you're almost two steps ahead of yourself. Like, mm-hmm. You're going to do this now, but you're already two steps ahead where you're going to, you know, strike, per se.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing is, I'm showing I'm striking, but I'm going down. Like, I'm not striking up. I just want your arm to be there to get easier for me to get in and do the takedown. It's the fight between Joe and Pena are pretty much the same, like same little blitz that I finish with a takedown and a choke. Like, it's pretty much like the same 90 seconds, both.
But goddamn, with you and Luis Pena, I watched that video probably two or three times, and how quick you struck was like a snake on its prey. Like, that's how quick it was, and that's how quick ended. And Lewis didn't expect that. It didn't look like it. And when that bout was canceled, was that because of his side or your side?
Oh man, it was a hell of a story. I think 3 days before the weigh-in, they canceled the whole event. The whole event got canceled. And was because of what I don't really know why, but they canceled the whole event and set it up, set it back like three weeks later or a month later. And I was like, fuck you, man. You did it once to me. I was so angry. And luckily, like, another organization saw the fight get canceled and got a pretty big hype in the States. So they wanted to have this on their card. So they called us and we both say yes, because, man, it's a lot of money. Training camp is so hard, and you always wanted to go to an end.
And, you know, with that, would you even think about a rematch with him, or is it kind of just like, I'm good because of what you did to me?
What can you repeat? I haven't understood.
I'm saying, like, with what happened with the canceled bout and what went on, would you be going for a rematch? And even with JoJo, would you go for a rematch?
I'm not a rematch guy. The plan is to move on. I have discussion with the PFL right now, and it's pretty good. And PFL
good
is
for you.
Yeah, PFL is good money too. So we'll see. Like, my agent is working, but I like spectation sport. So sure, if it doesn't work with PFL or UFC or whatever, spectation sport like is really nice to me, and I'd be glad to come back with them.
And it's great to see that the Canadian MMA community is really starting to hype up. And I know a friend, TJ Laramie, who was a UFC fighter, and he just had a boxing match, I just believe.
Yeah, with Alex Morgan, one of my friends.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That was funny because it was a 4-round bout, but it was super close fight. Alex won by split decision. That was that close.
And, you know, that's what I respect about you guys, is that you guys are really hyping it up there. Then you're coming down here and you guys really want to make a name for yourselves and, most important, your country as well.
But it's so hard to make a name for ourselves in Canada because, I don't know, man, it's super hard. So when we have the chance to go somewhere else, like someplace in the States, or I fought in Abu Dhabi too, it's fun to get some like recognition. So yeah, I think it's important to show up like every time you fight.
And you know, we discussed, you and I, that UFC is coming to Canada soon.
Uh-huh.
And have you gotten calls for that at all? Like, has UNH2O reached out, your coaches, anything like that? Or are you mainly concerned about PFL right now?
My agent, but I'm mainly concerned with PFL because Olivier's fighting there, but my agent is on, like, tried to get me on that card. I'd like it for sure, but right now there's nothing confirmed, there's nothing sure, so I do my thing, man. I don't want to put too much on myself because I don't like to get disappointed. So, man, I'll do my thing and I'll train. And if someone calls for a fight, I'll be ready.
Just be on one of them so I can watch you fight.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I'll tell you if I have something soon.
And so the guys at H2O came down to Cage Titans, nothing but respectful people. And, was that like, I know one of them was your coach and the other one was your teammate, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they showed nothing but class and respect as well. So it seems like you have a strong knit family at H2O. So like, what's it like at that camp? It really looks nice, your facilities there.
Oh yeah. The facilities is super nice. It's probably the best like I've ever been. And the group is tight, is super tight. That's why we are so good. I think we push ourselves so much and we get better every day. And man, we as tight as a family. So that's great for the team spirit. And right now we're just winning everything. I think we're like undefeated this year. in MMA competition. So it's awesome. Like that winning mentality, that win spirits is, it's something good. Like we feel invincible right now.
And it definitely seems so. And it's amazing that like MMA is coming hard in Quebec, but I mean, come on, you guys got like a million hockey teams right there. You have Lavelle is covered in hockey. Like, you know, the affiliate of the Montreal Canadiens, Lavelle in the lower minor leagues and stuff like that. And obviously you have Montreal Canadiens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like, it's good to hear that the MMA world is now coming to sorts together with hockey, because it's so important up there for you guys. It's like American football here to the NHL. Not that I say that the Bruins aren't big here, but like it's pretty crazy. And you know, I meant to ask you this question, Michael, is there any Canadians training at your facility? Any Montreal Canadians at the facility?
No. I'd like to bring a guy like Nick Suzuki at our facility. And we have good fighters in the Montreal team, like Arbor Jekai, Pezzetta. We have good guy to, they know how to fight. That would be nice to have them in the gym and train with them a bit.
It's funny because I'm mad at your Montreal Canadiens because last night they lost 5-2, and to everybody on my show, I don't condone gambling, but they lost me money. So Montreal, you need to pick it up. You can't be 1-1 right now. You got to start winning some games.
We're not going to win a lot this year. We just lose. We just lost like Kirby Dack for probably out for season. It was one of the guy that impressed me the most for the opening night, and right now, man, it doesn't sound good for this season.
I haven't heard anything on Cole Caulfield. What happened to him?
Yeah, he's the man, but I don't know. It, like I said, it will be harder without like Kirby Doc, because we don't like if you have like a lot of good line. Like the opposite side will be like forced to use their best defenseman on someone else, but right now they're only using it on the Suzuki and the Coco field, so it's super hard for them to show up.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, man, like, so you be in PFL and you already have a teammate who's there. So do you guys build off each other already?
Yeah, sure. I'm in almost every fight that he have as a cornerman. So we are super tight, and I try to help him as much as I can, even if it's like only like holding his groceries. Like I'm doing everything to help him while he's in camp and while we are in the PFL like event. I'm trying to do everything to help him to win that million, and next might be me. So it's very cool.
So is there any other goals besides the PFL? Like besides MMA, is there any other goal you want in life, or is it just like for right now, it's just MMA or nothing?
It's pretty much MMA. I don't set myself too much goals because I want to get like all my energy, all the energy I have on that one, because I know it's a big goal that I fix myself. So I really want to have all the energy possible to put in that sport.
And my final question to you, Michael, is, are we going to go to a Montreal game in Montreal and you come down to Boston and come to a Montreal? We'll even it
I'd
up.
I'd like to come to Boston. Sure. Yeah. I'd like it. There's a guy that bet on me on that fight. I had with Jojo, and he wants me to come to that event, to that game, Boston versus Montreal. And I'd like to go with you and all these guys. I'd like it to bring my Habs jersey and hope for a win.
they're not as bad as back in my 20s when they had a bus full of Canadian fans. So I think you'll be okay.
Yeah, sure. I think people are pretty cool in this.
I don't think they know your background, so I don't think they'd message you if they knew what your background was.
I'm gonna show my ear to everyone like this, like, to know that I'm a fighter and they shouldn't fight me.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you. What?
Yeah, that's the thing.
So Michael, I want to thank you for coming on my show. It means a lot. Thanks for repping the shirt.
Yeah,
part of sure. Part of the bet. I scared your dog. What's your dog's name?
Oh, my dog's name is Louie.
Louie. Oh, yeah. Handsome pup. Awesome. Look at that.
Yeah.
He's a big boy, huh?
Yeah, 100 pounds.
So is there any sponsors you want to shout out to? Is there anybody you want to shout out?
Man, I just want to show out everyone that are supporting me and all the fans I have, all the people that follow my career and want me to succeed. The one that...
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that.
All good. Those are the ones that I want to thanks and shout out. Like, if they weren't there, I couldn't fight and win my life with my passion.
Well, Michael, again, thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks to you.
And nothing but the best for your career. I want to see that mill. And then after you get that mill, go to the UFC, make multi-millions. So
yes, sure. Let's go.
All right, man. Thank you so much. And this is Matty C Sports. Michael, the Canadian badass, Dufort. Look out for him. Oh, what's your social media stuff? Like, how can people find you?
Oh, you can find me on Instagram mostly, with the michaeldufort.mma, michaeldufort.mma. Yeah, find me there.
Yes, you will find him there. So if you look for him, he'll say at least hi to you.
Yeah, sure. Every time I have the opportunity, I'll talk to you. Thanks, guys.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Maddie. Thanks for the invite.
Thanks for watching Matty C Sports. Make sure to follow Matty C on MattCameron23 on Twitter, Matty C23 on Instagram, and subscribe to Matty C Sports on YouTube.
They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with. I bring the flow, with lyrical stamina, rapping a million miles. One point I'm an animal, then I'm a cannibal. Taking my pick and I pounce.